So it was the Minden Whippets over Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball tonight by a score of 63-57. We'll get to the final numbers in the ball game tonight. First of all, for the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia, they got 19 points in the ball game tonight from Chandra Farmer. She knocks down 3 3-pointers in the ball game. She had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Chandra Farmer leads the way. She had 19 points in the game tonight for the Hawkettes. Claire Hamburger, she finishes with 13 points. She had 1 3-pointer, and she had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Claire Hamburger scores 13. Actually, the second leading scorer tonight was Morgan Nikla. Nikla knocks down 6 2-point field goals and 1 3-pointer, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line as Morgan Nikla scores 18. So Chandra Farmer had 19 tonight. Morgan Nikla had 18. Claire Hamburger had 13. Only 2 other people scored. Carly Wright, she ends up with 5 points and a 3 and a 2. Lil Sheehy, she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. St. Cecilia's a team, 9 out of 13 from the charity stripe. However, they're only 1 out of 4 in the second half of play. Unofficially, 16 turnovers in the basketball game for the Hawkettes. For the Minden Whippets tonight, they got 21 points from Taylor Kissinger as she leads the way. She knocks down a 1 3-pointer. She had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. So Taylor Kissinger leads the way with 21 points. She's also the girl that nailed a shot to send the ball game into overtime here tonight. Brooke Kissinger, she ends up with 17 points in the ball game. Brooke Kissinger, she has 1 3-pointer in the ball game. The rest were all on 2-pointers, and she was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Also scoring in double figures tonight for Minden was Jamie Kissinger. She had 1 3, 2 2-point field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So it was Taylor with 21, Brooke with 17, Jamie with 11. Not bad for the Kissinger family here tonight. Other scores, Rebecca Stewart, she ends up with 8 points in the ball game, 3 points for Jenna Denny, and 3 points for Allie Rouse. Minden was 12 out of 14 from the free throw line of the ball game here tonight. They were 4 out of 4 on charity tosses in the second half of play. So Minden runs their season opening winning streak to 14 games in a row now. They're 14-0 in the season as they get ready for McCook on Saturday. Hastings St. Cecilia will have to try to turn around and regroup. They've suffered 2 straight losses now this week, losing to Grand Island Northwest on Tuesday night by a score of 41-31. And they lose here to the Minden Whippets at home by a score of 63-57 in overtime. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight from the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. We will take a break and come back, and we're going to get you prepared for game number 2 here tonight between the St. Cecilia boys and Minden. We'll continue on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. First game in the books, Hastings St. Cecilia drops one to Minden in girls basketball by a score of 63-57. Also watching another game tonight over the Tiger Gym at Hastings High, as the Hastings High Tigers are playing the third-ranked team in Class B, Lincoln Pius the 10th. And in the first quarter, it is Lincoln Pius out on top of Hastings by a score of 21-9. 21-9, Lincoln Pius leading the Hastings High Lady Tigers up at the Tiger Gym here tonight. Getting set for game number two here tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Minden Whippets in boys' play. St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 9 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Blue Hawks knocking off Grand Island Northwest on Tuesday night by a score of 44-38. The Blue Hawks, they have been on a run here the past couple of weeks. They have won 5 games in a row. They have won 9 out of their last 10. Their only loss during this stretch was to Beatrice in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament, losing that game by a score of 52-41. St. Cecilia losing their first 2 games of the year to Columbus Scotus and to Bishop Newman before they rattled off 4 wins in a row going into the Aurora Tournament, losing to Beatrice in the opening round, and they haven't lost since. They've rattled off 5 wins in a row, winning over Norfolk Catholic, Sandy Creek, Gretna, Lincoln Christian, and Grand Island Northwest. The Blue Hawks are a team that's averaging 48.6 points per ball game in offense, giving up 42.8 on the defensive end. The leading scorer for Hastings St. Cecilia so far this year has been Brooks Asher. He is averaging 12 points per ball game. Minden coming in, they have a record of 5 wins and 7 losses on the year. They're just complete opposite of what St. Cecilia has been doing. They have lost 5 out of their last 6 ball games. Their only win during this stretch was the victory over Valentine, 63-37. They played in the Holdridge Holiday Basketball Tournament this year, lost a couple of games there. The Southern Valley, 55-43, and the Seward, 64-57. Since then, they've dropped games to Adams Central and to Ainsworth. They've also lost to Ravenna the other night, losing by a score of 70-32 to the Blue Jays. So Minden, a team that's averaging 49 points per ball game in offense, they're giving up 53.5 on the defensive end. Their leading scorer so far this year has been Jonas Levin. He is averaging 10.8 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Jacob Choquette also has been a force for the Whippets so far this year. He's averaging 8.3 points per ball game. So you've got the Minden Whippets taking on Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. The Blue Hawks ranked number 6 in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and get a couple of words with St. Cecilia head boys basketball coach Kevin Asher as our pregame show continues right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show as you get sent for the boys' game here tonight between St. Cecilia and Minden. The Hawks coming off with a win the other night over Grand Island Northwest, 44-38. Coach, got to be happy with the win on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a tough stretch here, a lot of games and a lot of days, not a lot of prep time with 1 day of preparation, you know, on Monday for them. Difficult type matchup for us due to their size, and just thought our kids showed some real resiliency in the second half to come back from a 7-point deficit. get a 4-point lead, give it up, and then finish things off in the last 2 minutes.
Really played well defensively in the second half. Allowed Northwest only 16 points in the second half.
Yeah, and we weren't doing a very good job, and a lot of that was game plan. In the first half, we thought we would try to double a little bit more with our guards on their inside game, and that wasn't doing us any good, as you could tell. And then the second half, we decided to double team with our post from post to post, and McNellis was slowed in the second half. I think he had 11 or 13 of his 16, at halftime, and to hold him to 3 to 4 points a second half was a big key. And then I just thought we got a little bit better offensively as the game went along.
Went on a 6-0 run after the game was tied at 38-38, so you made the plays at the end when you had to.
Yeah, we did, and our kids are pretty composure-type kids. They aren't going to let the situation bother them. We were in an overtime game to start the season, and we've been in a lot of close games, and we'll be in close games the rest of the year, and they're pretty composed. Even in those late game situations, there's self-talk between the team. You can hear it on the bench, hey, we've been here before, let's get this done, and all those kind of terminologies that you need to hear out of your team when it's tight down the stretch.
Does that give you a little comforting feeling as a coach?
Yeah, definitely. You can draw something up or maybe add a little wrinkle to something that you've ran, and that's what we tried to do, was just run a little wrinkle off of something we ran to get us, a bucket here or there, and the kids go out and make the play. It's nothing that you technically can say, hey, this always works, because they switch defenses on you, or they give you a different look than what you're normally seeing, and all of a sudden your kid's got to go out and make the play. And that's just part of being basketball smart, and we do have quite a few basketball smart players.
A couple of big guys scoring for you against Northwest. Zach Kitten, 13 points and 7 rebounds. Alex Shee, he had 12 points in the contest. So eventually you get your inside game going without a lot of inside touches in the first half.
Yeah, and I thought that was key. I thought, making those first four threes can kind of be fool's gold. You hit four threes in a row, and everybody thinks, oh, here we go again. And we hit, a lot of threes the previous game, and everybody just thinks you're going to, make all those shots. And obviously Northwest had something to do with us missing, and not being on all cylinders in the second quarter. They extended their defense out and kind of played us more man-to-man than we probably anticipated. The threes didn't go. The free throws didn't go. And all of a sudden, you had the lead flip-flops on you, and our big guys really at halftime, I talked to them about just trying to get the ball and using their pump fakes, maybe getting to the line, and they've been really improved as a duo, those two, especially Thomas Skoke and Zach Kitten. For them to get 20-some points in the second half was probably as big a mark as we could have asked for.
And we see a Minden team here tonight, maybe a little bit different team than maybe we saw from Northwest the other night.
Yeah, every team on the schedule seems like they give you a little different. Big kids on Tuesday night. Now Minden comes in with a team that we're going to match pretty well. They've got a big kid in Mitchell Moeller, and Jonas Lovin's a pretty good-sized kid. But, definitely a lot more of the guard-oriented type team. And, when you have to one day to prepare for that, you just got to have your kids' basic principles in mind on different things, and hopefully, that'll carry you.
Moeller kid inside is pretty good.
He is. He's a big football type lineman, but he's got good feet. He really knows how to use his body well. He had 21 points the other night against Adams Central, and they've got a couple big kids. So it's not like he's just sitting out shooting shots. He's going to the basket underneath, and we're gonna have to do a great job of just limiting his touches and keeping him away from the basket.
Really, this offense revolves around Jonas Levin. You talked about him.
Yeah, he really torched us last year over at Minden. In the first half, I think he made 4 or 5 three-pointers, and we knew he could shoot, but he was hitting from four-point range, we call it. And, we're going to have to do a good job of limiting his touches and making it a tough night for him. And, I think he's probably their most experienced player as far as playing time goes. He's been there with those teams that made state trips and had some appearances there. Alex Sheehy will get the call there, and Alex has been one of our better defenders throughout the last 2 years, and I think he'll be up to the task.
Game plan on maybe attacking this team tonight?
Well, we definitely want to work inside out. I think we didn't do that early on in the game the other night. We hit some threes. We're going to take our open threes. I like the philosophy that if it's an open shot, it's within the offense, we're going to take that shot. But we definitely have to understand that our post people need to get involved right away. And either whether we get them in foul trouble or we're scoring in the paint, something's got to be positive in the paint by halftime, or you find yourself in a four-quarter dogfight again, and that's probably what it's going to come down to anyway, is Minden didn't play well Tuesday night, and I'm sure they're going to come in here with a different mind frame. All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
We're the U. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. With a you get more superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
Mike, well, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight, getting set for the boys' game between the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia and the Whippets out of Minden. In the other game we're watching over at Hastings High tonight, you've got the Hastings High Tigers currently 5-5 in the season in girls play, taking on the Lincoln Pius the 10th Thunderbolts. That was 21-9. Lincoln Pius had the lead over Hastings High after the first quarter of play. They're now playing in quarter number two. We'll get you scores throughout the ball game here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. So we're getting set to go. The Blue Hawks going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Minden going to be in their purple uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. Again, the winners of the first ball game tonight in girls play. It was Hastings St. Cecilia losing to Minden in overtime by a score of 63-57. Taylor Kissinger leads the way with 21 points for the Whippets. She's also the girl that sent the ball game into overtime with about a 15-foot jump shot at the buzzer at the end of regulation. And St. Cecilia was shut out in the overtime session. Minden outscored him 6-0, and the Whippets go on to win tonight by the score of 63-57 in overtime. The Whippets now 14-0 in this season. The St. Cecilia girls are now 9-2. Get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned and locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. It'll be Jacob Choquette getting the start for Minden tonight, a 6-foot senior. Choquette is averaging 8 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Trevor Jacobson is a 5'10" senior, averaging 1.2 points and 1.3 rebounds. Nick Warner is a 5'10" junior, averaging 7 points and 2.7 rebounds. Adam DeLay is a 6'2" sophomore, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Mitchell Moeller is 6'3" and senior, averaging 10 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. St. Cecilia will go with Dayton Seeley, a 5'11" sophomore, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Brooks Asher is 6'1" sophomore, averaging 12 points and 2 rebounds per game. Zach Kitten, 6'4" and a sophomore, averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds per game. Thomas Skoke, 6'4" and senior, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Alex Sheehy, a 6'2" and senior, averaging 11 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Starting lineup tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC, now with 3 locations in the city of Hastings. Underway, Minden's got the opening tap. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. Right off the bat, Adam Blaine. This is a shot, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. The Hawks will be shooting to our basket to our left. They'll feed it to Thomas Goke, back outside to Seeley. Seeley comes over to Alex Shee. His pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down in the corner. A turnover on St. Cecilia in their opening possession of the ball game. Mitchell Mueller got the ball there from Minden. So the Whippets have the ball. No score, just in their way. Here at the Chapman Gymnasium, Choquette trying to dribble the ball. Has it Dribble off of his foot. He takes it down in the corner on the left side. Now he's being trapped down there. The ball comes out here in the three-point territory. That's Delay with the ball. Delay gives it away now to Warner. He's going to drive the ball against Sheehy. Stops at the elbow on the right side. Bounce pass goes over to Jacobson. Jacobson back outside the ring to Jacob Choquette. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. We played a minute here in this ball game. No score between the Whippets and the Blue Hawks here tonight. There's Choquette with the ball. Comes over here to the near sideline. Adam Delay. Delay now to a Nick Warner. Picked up there by Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Warner's going to try to drive it inside. Stops. Cross-court pass goes to Choquette on the far sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. He's trapped. Now goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten with the rebound. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Brooks Asher. Pass down in the left corner. Sheehy open for three. Takes a shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Good. Dayton Steele gets the offensive board and the easy putback. First field goal of the ball game. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. 90 seconds in the ball game here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here comes Minden back with the basketball. On the dribble, Jacobson has got it, sends it down in the corner. On the left side, down there is going to be Nick Warner, brings it up high. On that far sideline, bounce pass comes out here to Choquette. Out to Jacobson as he tries to drive it. Jacobson stops, left side of the lane. Here's a pass back out to Moeller. Moeller sends it down in the baseline on the right side to Choquette with the ball high above his head. Drives it into the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. Bounces one off of the glass and down through the hole it goes. Jacob Choquette scores. And we are tied up at 2 points apiece here in boys high school basketball. 5:40 to play. Here's a pass by Sealy. It's going to be deflected in the backcourt. Picked up by Choquette. He drives, shoots, misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Minden. And a foul shot is up and in. The rebound there by Adam Delay goes over to Trevor Jacobson. He scores. And it's a 4-2 ball game now. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Here's Zach Kitten with the ball. Kitten drives it down in the corner. Now to Sheehy. Comes out to Brooks Asher across the top, down to Dayton Sealy. Minden is going to be in a zone defense, a 1-3-1 zone defense here to start off the ball game against the Hawks. The Heidel pass goes down in the corner to Zach Kitten. He holds the ball now to Dayton Sealy. Skip pass goes down in the right corner to Asher for three. Bingo! Brooks Asher nails a three-pointer from deep in the right corner. That gives the Hawks a one-point advantage. 5-4 is the score. Just underway here, the boys' ball game tonight at the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia and Minden squaring off here. Back with the basketball is going to be Nick Warner. He brings it across the 10-second line. He'll stare at this man-to-man defense for St. Cecilia. Sheehy right in his face defensively. Nick Warner has got the ball, not a Moeller. Moeller comes over here to Adam Delay. Free throw line extended right side. Pass out on top to Jacobson. Drives the ball down the lane. Goes off to Moeller. His shot from point-blank range is no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas Scope. Scope gets the ball on the far sideline to Asher. Asher's pass to the near sideline is saved from Sheehy from going out of bounds. Is Sealy down in the corner to Asher for three. Same spot as before. His shot no good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. A foul is gone. Called on the rebound is going to go on Skok of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Hastings St. Cecilia here in this basketball game. Lincoln Pius leading Hastings High at halftime. The Thunderbolts 41 and the Tigers 13. So the third-ranked team in Class B putting it to the Hastings High Tigers tonight. Lincoln Pius 41, Hastings High 13. 5-4 is the score here. Minden is down by 1 point. Whippets having problems with a dribble. Warner's on the floor. Now he recovers and gets the ball into the hands of Jacobson, who drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there. There's a pass inside. A shot is up and in. Adam Delay scores. It wasn't pretty, but Adam Delay gets the field goal down through the hole there. A little five-footer in the lane. He's now got 2 points in the ball game. 6-5 the score. Minden out on top of the Hawks here tonight. Here's Sheehy with the ball out on top now to Alex Tino's into the ball game. The Brooks Asher skip pass comes over here to Sheehy. Back inside at Zach Kitten. He works his shot. It's up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Zach Kitten gets the field goal to go down. He is fouled into play, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Mitchell Moeller commits the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Zach Kitten gets the field goal to go down, and now he'll go to the free throw line. Kitten is a 45% foul shooter in the season. He's 20 out of 44. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 61% of their foul shots. So it's a 7-6 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a one-point lead. Cole Gibbons comes into the ball game now for the Minden Whippets. Here's a shot from the free throw line. No good by Kitten, and the rebound comes down to Minden. Jonas Lovin has got the ball now for the Minden Whippets as he comes back the other way. Runs into the offensive zone, stops as he crosses the 10-second line. Lovin gets the ball in the hands now of Jacob Choquette. Choquette being hawked out here by Alex Tino. There's a pass down to Warner, down in the corner to the left side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Lovin. It's stopped for three. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes in the corner, goes out of bounds, St. Cecilia ball. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Ball game's also being heard tonight. PlatteRiverPreps.com. 7-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead over the Minden Whippets here tonight. St. Cecilia will come back with the ball down the right sideline. Getting ready to attack right here at the 10-second line. Brooks Asher steps into the forecourt. Comes over here to Alex Tino. Now to Asher. Brings it back to Tino. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Sheehy. Nice pass underneath the bucket there to Cannon Howell. He spins on the baseline. His shot is no good. Rebound to Tommy O'Keefe. Back out to Asher for three. His shot's way off the mark. No good. Rebound to Sheehy. Back out to Asher in three-point territory. The third time could be a charm here. Sheehy with the ball again. He'll take a three-pointer. His shot's going to be short. O'Keefe with the rebound. He has it wrestled away. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Jacob Choquette takes the ball away from O'Keefe. A jump ball is called, but the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so we'll stay right here. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the first quarter. 7-6 the score. St. Cecilia leading the Minden Whippets by a point. Tino will play things in to Dayton Seeley. 1-3-1 zone defense here from Minden. Dayton Seeley looking to attack out here. Comes over to Tino. Alex Tino dribbling on the ball. Bounce pass comes out to Seeley. Bounce pass down in the corner is nearly intercepted. Now a foul is called. Nick Warner is going to be hit with a personal foul there from Minden. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Whippets here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brooks Asher will trigger things in for the Blue Hawks. Asher looking, finally comes out to Tino on the left wing. Alex Tino just beyond the three-point circle, looking to drive it. There's a bounce pass that's going to be kicked by Minden, so we're going to have a kicking violation on the Whippets, and St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. Coming into the ball game now for Minden is going to be Mitchell Moeller. He will check in for Nick Warner. Also into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Alex Sheehy. Sheehy comes in. Brooks Asher checks out. 2:18 to play here in the first quarter, 7-6. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Minden stays with their zone defense. Here's Seeley with the ball. Dayton Seeley. Bounce pass comes out on top to Sheehy. Down in the corner to Cannon Howell. Little ball fake there. Now he's double teamed on the far sideline. Gets it away to Sheehy. Out at Tino on the wing. Dribble penetration. Back out to Sheehy. Down to Howell in the corner. Shot for three. Good. Cannon Howell knocks down a three ball there for St. Cecilia. That's the second tray of the ball game for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 10-6. The Hawks have scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Down to a minute and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Jacob Choquette with the ball against Tino. Choquette moves it down in the corner. Pass is deflected, but Jonas Lovin picks it up. Lovin drives the ball against Howell. Right in front of the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound tipped to the corner. Seeley chases after it and picks it up in the Coughlin corner. Dayton Seeley back with the ball now for the Hawks. Comes over here to Sheehy in a traveling violation. Sheehy grabs the ball, then looked up, and right in his face was Jonas Lovin. He got the happy feet in a traveling violation. Second turnover of the ball game for St. Cecilia. 10-6 to score. The Blue Hawks out on top. St. Cecilia looking for their 10th win of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. Hawks have not lost since the opening round of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. 10-6 to score. St. Cecilia with an early 4-point lead. There's Jonathan Miller. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and in. Adam DeLay. Jonathan Miller, he drives the baseline, and the bounce pass goes over to Adam DeLay, who lays it in easily from the right side of the basket. 10-8 to score now. The Whippets down by 2 points. Dayton Seeley with the ball for St. Cecilia. Down to Tino. He was out of bounds. Tino was deep in the right corner, a little bit too deep down there, as he is called for being out of bounds. That's the third turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Into the ball game now for the Hawks will be Brooks Asher. Going out will be Tino. Cannon Howell is also checking out. Back in there for St. Cecilia will be Zach Kitten. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Blue Hawks out on top by a score of 10-8. But the Whippets come back with the ball, dressed in their purple uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Here's a Jonas Lovin, feeds it inside again to DeLay. Back out to Lovin at the top of the key, drives it to the free throw line to DeLay now. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to the top of the circle. Jonathan Miller behind the screen, moves it inside the free throw circle. Dampen up a shot, goes to Jonas Lovin, drives it down the left side of the lane, tries to dump it away, and it's going to be out of bounds. Trying to dump it away down there on the baseline to DeLay, threw it out of bounds. First turnover of the ball game for Minden. 33.6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top by a deuce here. 10-8 to score. Coming down the near sideline is going to be Asher. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Sheehy. Back out to Seeley. Bounce pass down in the corner to Sheehy again. on the wing to Skoke. Skoke sends it down to Zach Kitten, and he lays it in. Skoke gets the assist. Zach Kitten gets the field goal. Second goal of the ball game for Zach. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 12-8 to score now. St. Cecilia with a lead. 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Driving down the right side of the lane is going to be Warner. His shot's going to be partially deflected. Warner picks it back up on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Nick Warner rebounds the ball there. The Hawks were fighting for it. It came loose. Nick Warner is having to be Johnny on the spot there, and he puts it down from the short right baseline for the final field goal of this first quarter of play. So one quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball from the Chapman Gym. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Minden 10.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, after one quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Minden, 12-10. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Also tonight at halftime in girls high school play, Lincoln Pius leading Hastings High at halftime, 41-13. And earlier tonight here at the Chapman Gym, it was Minden beating Hastings St. Cecilia in overtime, 63-57. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. 12-10 the score. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Moeller powers his way toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Mitchell Moeller ties things up here for the Whippets. We're even up at 12 points apiece here in this second quarter of play. Pressure now by the Whippets here in backcourt. Seeley's got the ball. The Sheely. It brings it across the 10-second line. That's a Sheehy with the ball for St. Cecilia. Down in the corner is Seeley. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Kitten has got it. He lost it to Moeller. Mitchell Moeller has got it now for the Minden Whippets. It's a 12-12 ball game. They got 12-10 up on the scoreboard, but it should be 12-12. And the Whippets have the basketball here. Nick Warner across the 10-second line is going to hand it away to Jacob Choquette. Choquette dribbling the ball out here in the three-point territory. Choquette will go over there on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Jonas Levin. He fires up a three. It's good. Jonas Levin throws up a three ball, and now they got the scoreboard all messed up. It should be 15-12 now in favor of the Whippets. And now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called out here in the three-point territory. It's going to go on Moeller of Minden. So the scoreboard was messed up. I think they got a situated die. Now the official's coming over to make sure everything's set here at the scorer's table. They got the score correct now. It's 15-12 as the officials are checking here at the scorer's table to make everything's kosher up there on the scoreboard. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at www.PlatteRiverPreps.com. All right, so they got things situated down here. Everything's cool. 15-12 is the score. St. Cecilia is down now by 3 points as Minden has come back to grab the lead here in this second period of play. Pressure on top. Bounce pass goes over to Sheehy to the free throw line to Zach Kitten. Back outside to Seeley. Seeley tries to drive it. He does. Gives it over to Seeley in a deep right corner. Sheehy with the ball out to Dayton Seeley. Get those guys out there too many times. Could be a long night. Here's Asher. His shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to the Minden Whippets. Coming back the other way on the drive is going to be Jonas Levin. He drives it there against Sheehy. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Thomas Skoke. Outlet pass comes to Sheehy again. Sheehy goes to Kitten on the break. His shot is up there. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Had a 3-on-2 coming back the other way and blew the shot. But a foul is going to be called here on the Dogs. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Nick Warner. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 on the Whippets, and going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Zach Kitten. Kitten has got 4 points in the ball game thus far. 0-1 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia's a team hitting 61% of their charity tosses so far this year. Zach Kitten will have one more. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Cannon Howell. Coming out will be Thomas Skoke. 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's 15-12. St. Cecilia down by 3 points here in boys high school basketball. Next shot by Kitten is up there. That's going to be off of the back iron and down through the hole. It rattles down through the hole there. That makes the score 15-13 now in favor of the Whippets. Minden has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Jonas Levin comes over here to Cole Gibbons, who's back in the ball game. Drives it down to the baseline. That's shut off. There's a bounce pass inside. We got a foul called. They got the ball back inside the lane to Jacob Choquette, but a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his first team foul number two on St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. Minden will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jacob Choquette comes over here to the near sideline as they get it to Cole Gibbons. Back outside the ring down to Jonas Levin. Levin sends it back down in the corner to Jacob Choquette. He holds the ball out in three-point territory. Picked up there by Brooks Asher of St. Cecilia. Down in the right corner with the basketball is Cole Gibbons. He sends it back out to Jonas Levin. Picked up by Sheehy. His pass across the top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Seeley. He drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound, Sheehy. His shot good. Alex Sheehy scores. First turnover, second turnover on Minden here in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 15 points apiece. They're in the second quarter. Here's Choquette with the ball. Jacob Choquette, he spins at the elbow right side of the lane. Takes it down in the baseline. Choquette now goes up for the shot. It's going to be good, but it's not going to count. A traveling violation. Choquette was trapped down there. He forces up a shot. He's whistled for the traveling violation. Three turnovers now in Minden. So St. Cecilia with a chance to come back the other direction now to reclaim the lead. St. Cecilia led throughout much of the first quarter tonight. We're now tied up at 15 points apiece with 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in quarter number two from the Chapman Gymnasium. Extending out that 1-3-1 zone defense now right to the 10-second line. Seeley has got the ball now to Asher in three-point territory down in the corner to Sheehy. There's a pass inside to Kitten who kicks it out to Seeley on the right sideline. A shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Follow shot good. Zach Kitten grabs the offensive board and a putback. He's got 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead now. The Hawks 17 and the Whippets 15 in boys high school basketball with 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's Jonathan Miller with the ball now. Miller gives the ball to Cole Gibbons. He tries to penetrate inside. Can't do it there against Cannon Howell. There's a bounce pass intercepted. Fourth turnover on Minden. With the ball now is going to be Zach Kitten. Kitten gets the ball to Brooks Asher. To the far sideline is Seeley. Takes it down to the baseline and a charging foul. Seeley runs over a Whippet down there and getting up is maybe Jonathan Miller. Took one for the team there for the Whippets. A personal foul, a charging foul is going to be called. And Cannon Howell, that's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. Here comes Skoke back into the ball game. Coming out will be Cannon Howell. 4:17 to play in the second quarter. 17-15. Facing St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead over Minden tonight. Nick Warner has got the ball. Waist high dribble with his right hands. He brings it into the offensive zone. Nick Warner, bounce pass goes over there to Jacob Choquette around a screen. Moves it down the lane. There's a bounce pass down in the corner to Nick Warner. He's being honked out there by Sheehy. Bounce pass to Trevor Jacobson. Jacobson gets it away here on the right side of the lane. Again to Choquette. He tries to take it to the goal. A shot over Tino is going to be no good. Rebound Muller. His shot no good. Rebound Muller. Follow shot no good, and he's fouling the play. So the big guy, Mitchell Muller, with a couple of offensive boards there. He couldn't convert, couldn't finish at the hole. But now he'll go to the free throw line to try to sink a couple of free throws. Personal foul is going to be called on Alex Sheehy. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Hawks. Mitchell Muller to the free throw line now from Minden. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there. No good. Minden is a team hitting 64% of their foul shots so far this year. 39% from the field and 23% from three-point territory. St. Cecilia is 17, Minden 15. Mitchell Muller again to the free throw line. His shot is off of the left side. No good. Rebound Hawks. Zach Kitten has got the ball now to Tino. Alex Tino with the ball here in backcourt. Brings it up. As he approaches the 10-second line, the ball is going to be knocked loose. Now we got a foul called. Tino had it knocked loose, and he went scrambling for it, and a foul is going to be called here on Minden. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Choquette. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number four. Check that, team foul number five on the Whippets here in this first half of play. 17-15, Hawks leading by two. St. Cecilia with the ball. Alex Tino just left of the circle. Bounce pass goes to Thomas Skoke. Back outside to Sheehy for three. Shot is up there, no good. Long rebound goes to the corner, picked up by Jacob Choquette. Choquette brings things up against Tino of St. Cecilia. Brings it into the offensive zone. Jacob Choquette moves it to the left sideline. Foul called on Tino. Alex Tino picks up his first personal foul. That's team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. And now Minden wants to call a timeout. The Whippets want to call a timeout here with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 17, Minden 15.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
USHL hockey tomorrow night here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm on the road playing in Omaha against the Lancers. Face-off will be at 7:05 tomorrow night, 6:50 for the pregame show here on the Breeze. 3:12 to play here in the second quarter, 17-15. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Minden with the basketball as they work here against the Blue Hawk man-to-man defense. That's Warner with the ball on the far side. Warner down here on the baseline, picked up there by Zach Kitten. Warner gets the ball away, down underneath the basket, down to Lovin, and he steps out of bounds. Jonas Lovin trying to drive the baseline. He steps out of bounds underneath the basket. Turnover number 5 on Minden here in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got 3. Hawks will inbound the ball here in backcourt as Sheehy will get things in down to Alex Tino. Over to Sheehy down the right sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes to Brooks Asher. Asher dribbling on the ball. Bounce pass comes over to Sheehy. The ball tipped away. The scramble is on. Two players hit the deck. Jump ball called. Sheehy wrestling with the ball down there with Jacob Choquette of Minden. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Blue Hawks. So St. Cecilia will play things in right in front of the scorer's table here on the near sideline. 2 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 17-15. Hawks leading by 2. Brooks Asher with the ball. Now to Alex Tino. Tino looking to penetrate. Bounce pass comes out to Sheehy. Bounce pass down in the corner to Brooks Asher. Asher double team. Cross-court pass. Skip pass comes over to Tino. Inside to Kitten. Back outside to Sheehy. To Alex Tino on the wing on the left side. There's a high arcing pass over to Brooks Asher on the far sideline. They work it inside to Thomas Scope. Back out to Tino. Shot from 3 is no good. Rebound comes down to Choquette. Jacob Choquette with the ball down for Minden. 2:10 to play here in the second quarter. Minden pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Jacob Choquette drives the ball against Tino, and Alex commits the personal foul. 2 fouls now on Alex Tino. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Blue Hawks, so a non-shooting situation here. It'll be Minden playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Dayton Seeley. And coming out for the Hawks will be Alex Tino. Jacob Choquette will trigger things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. It's an Adam Delay back out here to Jonas Levin. Back down in the corner. Well, the basketball is going to be Choquette. Has problems with it. It's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. That's going to be Dayton Seeley coming back the other way. He stops out to Sheehy. From the corner, shot for 3 is going to be no good. Hawks having a tough time finding the range here tonight. Delay picks up the rebound for the Minden Whippets. A minute and 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 17-15. Hawks have the advantage. Here's Nick Warner with the ball. Cuts it toward the goal. Stops in front of the free throw line. Has it poked loose. Warner picks it back up out here in three-point territory. Throws up a shot over Asher for 3, and now the ball is stuck between the rim and the glass. So the ball is stuck between the rim and the glass. Poked away there by Thomas Skolk, and that's going to be Minden playing things in from underneath their own basket. Choquette will trigger things in. A minute and 31 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Bowler has got the ball from Minden. Is the way to Choquette again. Looks to drive it inside. Can't do it. Gets it to Adam Delay. Out now to Choquette. He works out here against Dayton Seeley. Lobs it down low. Moeller grabs the ball, but we're going to have a foul called. Moeller on a push-off. Mitchell Moeller on a push-off, and that's going to be his third personal foul. So Moeller with 3 fouls now here in the first half with a 1:19 left in the clock. Moeller comes out. Back into the ball game will be Cole Gibbons. So St. Cecilia will get it. That's going to be the 7th turnover on Minden officially here in the ball game. Seeley down the near sideline to Sheehy. Cross-court pass goes over to Brooks Asher. Still a zone defense here for Minden. A 1-3-1 zone defense. Seeley goes over to Brooks Asher. Hastings St. Cecilia having some problems cracking the zone here tonight. Dayton Seeley with the ball down in the corner to Sheehy. Lobs it down low. The ball down there is Kitten. Kitten too far underneath the basket. Now he forces one up. His shot no good. Offensive rebound Follow shot by Thomas Skok, no good. And the rebound comes down to Minden. Running back the other way with 49 seconds to play is Jacob Choquette. Choquette, he drives the ball against Seeley toward the goal, all the way to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Now he falls down with it. Choquette gets back up and puts it down through the hole. It's good. Jacob Choquette was in trouble. He was down on his knees, got back up there, and threw her down the hole. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's now 17-15. Actually, it should be tied up at 17 points apiece. Between St. Cecilia and Minden, we're down to 23 seconds to go. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Dayton Seeley goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball to Seeley. Back down in the left corner, that's going to be Brooks Asher. The Sheehy. Bounce pass goes inside to Kitten. A shot off the short right baseline is up and in. Zach Kitten has got 4 field goals and 9 points in the ball game. Now 19-15. St. Cecilia leading by 4 points. Back the other way. There's a shot by Warner. It's going to be blocked to the far sideline, and time expires here in the second quarter of play. So two quarters in the books here. St. Cecilia had the lead after the first at 12-10. And the Hawks continue to lead here at halftime. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 19, Minden 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics teams and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Boys high school basketball tonight. St. Cecilia with a lead here at the break by a score of 19-17. Halftime show is brought to you by Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials each and every week. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia and Minden squaring off here in boys high school basketball tonight. St. Cecilia had the early lead. Minden came back to grab a 4-2 advantage. St. Cecilia back out on top 5-4. St. Cecilia led 10-6 in the first quarter of play, eventually 12-8, and then 12-10. Was the score at the end of the first quarter. Minden came back to tie things up at 12 points apiece. We are tied up at 15. St. Cecilia goes ahead 17-15. And right now the Blue Hawks have a 2-point lead at halftime. It is 19-17 in boys high school play. Leading the way as far as scoring is concerned for Minden, Jacob Choquette's got 4. Adam DeLay has got 4 points for the Whippets. Leading scorer so far for St. Cecilia is Zach Kitten. He has got 9. So the Blue Hawks out on top over the Whippets in boys high school play. The score is 19-17. We'll get you the scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. Located on South Burlington of Hastings, just south of Sonic. You can also find them online at FurnitureDirect.com. At the Hastings High Tiger Gym tonight, the Hastings High girls basketball team is playing third-ranked Lincoln Pius X. And at halftime, actually a third quarter score now, Lincoln Pius is leading Hastings High in girls play 57-19. Lincoln Pius ranked number 3 in Class B, leading Hastings High in girls play tonight 57-19 up at the Tiger Gym. Earlier tonight here at the Chapman Gym, it was number 1 ranked and undefeated Minden going to the wire and then some here tonight. They beat Hastings St. Cecilia in overtime by a score of 63-57. It was 21-17 in favor of Minden after the first quarter, 34-18 in favor of Minden at halftime. St. Cecilia comes out and scores the first 7 points of the third quarter to grab a 35-34 lead. The Whippets led 46-45 at the end of three quarters. It was tied up at 57 points apiece at the end of regulation because Taylor Kissinger hit a shot from about 15 feet away at the buzzer to force the overtime session, and St. Cecilia did not score in OT as they were shut out 6-0 in the extra session. Sandra Farmer led the way tonight for the Hawkettes. She had 19 points. Morgan Nicola had 18. Claire Hamburger had 13. Minden was led by Taylor Kissinger. She scores 21, including that shot at the buzzer at the end of regulation to force the overtime session. 17 points tonight for Brooke Kissinger and 11 for Jamie Kissinger. Minden now 14-0 in the season. St. Cecilia drops to 9 wins and 2 losses. The Hawkettes will play Kearney Catholic, another undefeated team, coming up on Saturday in Kearney. Meanwhile, Minden, they will have a home date on Saturday against the Bison of McCook. We're at halftime of the boys' game here tonight, 19-17. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, the game over at the Tiger Gym has now gone final, and Lincoln Pius, they knock off Hastings High tonight in girls play, a final score of 72-26. 72-26, Lincoln Pius beats Hastings High tonight in girls play. So the Tigers drop to 5 wins and 6 losses on the season. Checking the scoring here in the first half with St. Cecilia out on top of Minden by a score of 19-17. Have a low-scoring defensive struggle so far. Adam DeLay has got 4 points in the ball game for Minden on a couple of field goals. Jacob Choquette has got 2 field goals for 4. Jonas Lovin, he's got a 3-pointer for 3. Mitchell Mueller, he's got a field goal for 2. He is 0-2 from the free throw line. Nick Warner's got a field goal for 2. Trevor Jacobson, he's got a field goal and 2 points. Minden has shot 2 free throws tonight. They are zip for 2 from the charity stripe. Hastings St. Cecilia, they're being led so far by Zach Kitten. Kitten has got 4 field goals, and he is 1-3 from the free throw line. He's got 9. Cannon Howell, he's knocked down a 3-pointer for 3. Brooks Asher with a tray. He's got 3 points here at halftime. Dayton Seeley, he's got a field goal for 2. And Alex Sheehy, he's got a field goal and 2 points. So St. Cecilia 1-3 from the free throw line. Minden is 0-2. St. Cecilia unofficially with 3 turnovers in the ball game. The Minden Whippets with 7. St. Cecilia leading 12-10 after the first quarter, and now leading 19-17 here at halftime. Tomorrow night we've got USHL hockey here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. The Tri-City Storm playing the Omaha Lancers for the final time during the regular season tomorrow night. That'll be a 7:05 face-off time in Omaha. Pre-game show begins at 6:50 tomorrow night on the Breeze. And we got more hockey planned for you on Saturday night. Dubuque will be in town to take on the Tri-City Storm at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Pre-game show will be at 6:50 with a face-off at 7:05. So basketball action for you here tonight from the Chapman Gym, and then hockey the next two nights featuring the home and away voice of the Tri-City Storm, the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Tonight on 1230 KHIS, we've got Nebraska women's basketball. In fact, that one tipped off at 8 o'clock tonight. Nebraska women taking on Minnesota. That ball game going on tonight on 1230 KHIS. And then tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS, we'll have high school basketball. Adams Central will play at Grand Island Northwest tomorrow night. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Pre-game show at 5:45. Tip-off of the girls' game at 6. The boys to follow at 7:45. You can catch the action tomorrow night on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Halftime show tonight is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So Kevin Asher sending the troops out here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia in a low-scoring affair tonight, leading Minden by the score of 19-17. The Whippets already on the floor here. They've had their final commands from their head coach, Aaron Martin. So St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. The Hawks trying to extend their winning streak here tonight and win their 10th ball game of the 2013-2014 season. Dayton Seely has got the ball as the Hawks will have the opening possession of this third quarter. Down in the corner is Brooks Asher. Goes up high to Sheehy. Lobs it inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Thomas Skoke. Rebound comes down to Kitten. He goes back up. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Skoke. Follow shot up there. Good. Three shots at the hole, and St. Cecilia finally converts. Thomas Skoke gets his first field goal of the ball game. That's now a 21-17 ball game. Facing St. Cecilia with a four-point advantage. Walking the ball back up to the floor is going to be Nick Warner. Warner picked up out there by Sheehy in three-point territory. Hands it away now to Jacob Choquette. He's guarded here by Dayton Seely of St. Cecilia. Choquette moves it to the right on the dribble. Now reverses the ball. Gets to the Nick Warner, top of the key. Warner holds it. Holds it. Finally a bounce pass over here to Jacob Choquette. He drives the ball to the top of the key and backs around out now with Dayton Seely right in his face defensively. Choquette moves it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to Delay. Delay across the free throw line now to Trevor Jacobson. And 3 points for Victoria again to Choquette. Moves it down in the corner on the right side to Nick Warner. Brings it up high on the block. Dribbles in the free throw line. Stops there. Bounce pass will be intercepted. Intercepted by Kitten. That's a 8th turnover now in Minden in the ball game. Sheehy has got the ball down to Seely in the corner. Dayton Seely with the ball as he backs her back out. Here's a pass back out on top now. Between the circles is Alex Sheehy. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Bounce pass down in the corner to Seely. Back inside. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. Zach Kitten scoring there for St. Cecilia. He's got 11 points in the ball game. It's now 23-17. Hawks with a six-point lead with 6.5 to play here in the third quarter. Here's Nick Warner with the ball down to Choquette. Now they give it away to Jacobson. Dribbles in the free throw line. Back outside the ring now. Holding the ball out there is going to be Jacob Choquette. Ball high above his head. Now he puts it on the floor and will dribble out here and goes down in the corner. That's Adam Delay with the ball. He dribbles back out here to the top of the key. Delay looking. Finally goes to the far sideline. Choquette has got it. He lobs it inside. Muller grabs it. Now lost it. And we got a foul called. They're trying to get inside to Muller. I think Mitchell just picked up his fourth personal foul. Mitchell Muller just picks up his fourth personal foul, and he will have to come to the bench. A little pine time here for Mitchell Muller as he picks up his fourth personal foul. Back into the ball game will be Cole Gibbons now for Minden. Mitchell Muller averaging 10.3 points per ball game, but he has not played a whole lot tonight. He's been in foul trouble. 23-17. There's a whistle and an over and back violation right here at the 10-second line. Dayton Seely, he was being pressured here, an over and back violation on Seely. That's four turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Minden has got eight turnovers. Minden has got the ball with 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play now in the second quarter. Nick Warner has got it as he hands it away to Jonas Lovin out here in three-point territory. Hawks will stay with their man-to-man defense. Choquette has got it. Nick Warner hands it away. Gibbons with the ball now. Gibbons to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Double team. Gets away. Drives it to the hole. Shot is up there. Partially deflected. Ball is brought out of there by Zach Kitten. Gittin has got now to Seeley down the near sideline to Brooks Asher. He drives it into the hole. Reverse layup. Good. Brooks Asher scoring there. He's now got 5 points in the ball game for the Hawks. It's now 25-17. Biggest lead of the ball game for St. Cecilia at 8 points. Coming back the other way. Minden has got the ball. Here's Jonas Levin. Forces up a shot over Sheehy. No good. Rebound comes down to Thomas Skok and a foul is called. Two to the whistle here, and a foul is going to be called on Jonas Levin for Minden. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Whippets here in the second half of play. And now Minden wants to call a timeout. Their head coach Aaron Martin is up. He wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 25, Minden 17.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We're in the third quarter of the boys' ball game here tonight. 5 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 25-17. The Hawks have scored the first 6 points here of the third quarter after leading 19-17 at halftime. Minden calling the timeout here. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Now the Whippets will come out and apply some full-court pressure. All five defenders here in the backcourt. Here's a long baseball pass down the floor. Zach Kitten grabs the ball on the baseline. Kitten now spins left side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to DeLay. Adam DeLay goes to the far sideline. The Whippets come back with the basketball. That's going to be Gibbons. He takes it down in the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Gibbons comes back out of the three-point territory. Jonas Levin down in the corner now to Gibbons. Brings it up high on the block now. Pass out here in three-point territory. That's going to be Jonas Levin with the ball now to Jacob Choquette on the far sideline. Choquette's going to drive it here against Asher of St. Cecilia. Flips it away. That's Miller with the ball down on the baseline again. Gibbons leaves it outside to Choquette, top of the circle. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man defense. Choquette fakes the handoff. Now he has problems with a dribble, picks it back up. Comes back out here to a Jonathan Miller, who gives the ball away to Gibbons, who gives the ball away to Choquette. Will weave out here in three-point territory. That's going to be Choquette with the ball, moves it back down in the corner. Gibbons has got it. Gibbons on the right sideline, picks up the dribble in trouble. Now he gets it away to Jacob Choquette, circles around, drives it down the left side of the lane. Shot's going to be blocked down. A block there by Thomas Skok, and Thomas grabs the ball here for St. Cecilia. Skok has got it now to Sheehy. Sheehy comes on the near sideline to Brooks Asher. Down in the corner to Seeley for a long two. A shot no good. Tip tries up and in, and he's found in the play. Ducks inside the ring as they throw it up, and then Thomas Skok gets the tip and the field goal. And he is found in the play as he goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Thomas Skok now with 4 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now with a 10-point lead at 27-17. So St. Cecilia has scored the first 8 points now in the second half. Jonathan Miller picks up the personal foul from Minden. That's going to be his first. So Skok goes to the free throw line, a 59% foul shooter in the season. He has not been there tonight. Skok is 19 out of 32 from the foul line for the season. And his shot is up there and in. It's now 28-17. A 9-0 run by the Hawks here in this third period. Nick Warner has got the ball now for Minden. He trots it across the 10-second line. Picked up there by Zach Kitten of St. Cecilia. Here's Warner, stops at the free throw line. Warner in trouble. Bounce pass comes over here to Matt Ekstrom, who's into the ball game now. To Jacob Choquette on the wing on the left side. Choquette dribbling with the ball against Alex Tino, who's into the ball game for the Hawks. Here's Warner with it right at the free throw line. Picked up there by Zach Kitten. Gets it away to Choquette. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Bounce pass comes out to Warner. Back down in the corner to Choquette. He drives the baseline. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes out to Thomas O'Keefe. O'Keefe gets the ball to Tino. To Sheehy. Drives for the goal. Shot off the window. No good. Rebound loose. Tommy O'Keefe has got it. Foul is called on the baseline. So a foul here is going to go on Minden with 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jacob Choquette picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. The house was full tonight for the girls' ball game between Minden and St. Cecilia. Things have cleared out a little bit now. Here the Chapman Gym with the Hawks out on top by 11 points, 28-17. There's Kitten. His shot's going to be no good as he spins left side of the lane. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Minden. So the Dogs have it back, coming back the other way. Nick Warner down the far sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, feeds down in the corner to Jacob Chilcat. Chilcat brings it up high on the block. Now down the lane he goes. The ball is going to be deflected away and is picked up here by Thomas O'Keefe. O'Keefe has got it down for St. Cecilia. Tommy gets it to the forecourt, down in the corner. With the ball down there is going to be Zach Kitten, who comes back outside to Tino. Now to O'Keefe down here on the baseline left side, brings it to the elbow. There's a pass over here to Sheehy. Drives it down on the baseline. Back down in the left corner. Shot is up there by O'Keefe. No good. Rebound comes down here to Jonas Levin. Levin sprints back the other way from Minden. Spins right here at the elbow. Takes it down on the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Cross-court pass goes over to Ekstrom. Now a pass is going to be deflected, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Cannon Howell. That's going to be his second. That's going to be the first team foul on the Hawks here in the second half of play. Coming out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Zach Kitten. Checking in will be Asher. Also coming out of the ball game is going to be Sheehy. Trevor Ernst is going to check in for head coach Kevin Asher. 2:20 to play in the third quarter. Inbound the ball to Ekstrom for Minden. An entry pass deflected away and is picked up by St. Cecilia. Turnover number 10 on Minden. 28-17. The Whippets have not scored so far in this second half. Alex Tino has got the ball. High left side comes out to Tommy O'Keefe. Right side, Brooks Asher out to Tino. Just left of the circle, Alex Tino cuts it in the paint. Now kicks her back out here to Howell for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Choquet. Jacob Choquet with the ball in the corner as he brings up the floor now. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone here for the Minden Whippets as he works against Tino. Down in the left corner, Jonas Levin for three. Air ball, no good. Rebound fought for is brought down here by Brooks Asher. Asher races up the far sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Asher circles around now in three-point territory and gives the ball to Alex Tino. Alex Tino with the ball. Now to Cannon Howell. He drives it toward the goal. Puts up a shot off the glass. It's no good. Rebound Levin. Jonas Levin with the ball from Minden. A minute and 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 28-17. Hawks have the lead. Jonas Levin spins at the free throw line. Now he's trapped in the lane. We got a whistle. We got a foul called on the Hawks. Levin trying to take the ball. Makes something happen here in the lane for Minden. And a foul is going to be called here on O'Keefe of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Dayton Seeley in the ball game now. O'Keefe will come to the bench. Tino's also going to check out of there. Back into the ball game, Thomas Skoak for Houston St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation as Minden will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lovin comes out here to Jonathan Miller. Sends it back down in the corner. A long-range jumper for three is going to be no good by Lovin. Battle for the rebound. Bowler's got it. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. So Moeller is back in there with four personal fouls. He got the rebound there. He goes up for the shot. He's hacked on the arm by Trevor Ernst. Ernst picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line for Minden will be Mitchell Moeller. Moeller's got 2 points in the ball game, 0 of 2 from the free throw line, but he's been in foul trouble most of the way. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. That is the first point of the ball game for Minden, and it occurs at the 1-11 mark. It's now a 28-18 ball game. St. Cecilia has outscored Minden 9-1 during this third period. It was 19-17 at halftime in favor of St. Cecilia. Mitchell Moeller goes back to the free throw line. A 6'3" and senior for the Whippets. His shot is up there. That one's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Cole Gibbons grabs the offensive board and a putback. It's now 28-20. St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead. Asher with the ball now in backcourt. A minute to go here in this third period. Asher brings it into the offensive zone. A rainbow pass goes down to Seeley on the baseline. They get it to Thomas Skoak. Now to Sheehy on the right side. A shot for three. Good. Alex Sheehy nails his first three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 5 points, and the Hawks are on top again by 11. It is 31-20. 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Choquette. He finds a seam, drives it to the goal. A shot no good, but he's hacked on the arm again. And Jacob Choquette will go to the free throw line. Alex Sheehy picks up his second personal foul. So going to the free throw line for Minden will be Jacob Choquette. 4 points in the ball game, 2 field goals, 51% foul shooter in the season. He's 14 out of 27. His shot is up there, no good. Minden is a team hitting 64% of their foul shots. They are 1 of 4 from the charity stripe here tonight in this ball game. Choquette will have one more. Saints is staying with the lead with 38 seconds to play in the third. It's 31-20. Shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. They miss another one, and the rebound comes down to Skoke. Thomas Skoke has got the ball for Saints to say, and now to Asher. Asher will bring things up for Saints to say. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. We'll see if Saints to say will play for the final shot here of this third quarter with an 11-point lead. I assume so. The score is 31-20. Asher hands the ball away to Dayton Seeley. Dayton Seeley with the ball as he will work out here against Jonathan Miller. Seeley bombs it to the free throw line to Skoke. The ball's going to be tipped away and a turnover on St. Cecilia. Back the other way. Choquette is on the baseline. No good. Lovin had the rebound. He lost it. It's picked up by Seeley. Seeley gets it ahead to Asher. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. So three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball from the Chapman Gym. We're going to have a foul called here right at the end of this play, but no free throws coming up. It's going to be a foul called on Minden right at the buzzer. Cole Gibbons is going to be hit with his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 called on Minden here in the second half, but no free throws here. And the third quarter has come to a screeching halt. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead after three. It's the Hawks 31 and the Whippets 20.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back for the fourth and final quarter. He's seeing St. Cecilia with the lead over Minden. The score is 31-20. Whippets will have the ball, and here's a steal at the 10-second line, but a foul is going to be called. Dayton Seeley is going to be hit with a personal foul here for St. Cecilia as he steals the ball away right at the midcourt stripe. Still no free throws. That's only the fifth team foul in St. Cecilia. So it'll be Minden playing the ball in off of the far sideline. The Hawks are leading by a score of 31-20. Minden scored only 3 points there in the third quarter. They were outscored 12-3 by the Hawks. Mitchell Moeller is back in the ball game now for Minden. He'll play with four personal fouls. There's a shot by Choquette from the elbow. It's going to be no good. Rebound, battle forward. Kitten grabs the ball. Zach Kitten has got it for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now to Dayton Seeley down the near sideline. He cuts it toward the goal. He runs into Moeller. His shot no good. Rebound, Jonas Lovin. Jonas Lovin down the right sideline now on the dribble. He gets the pass ahead to Jacob Choquette down in the corner. Choquette, no-look pass, goes inside to Moeller, puts up a shot. Good. Mitchell Moeller scores there for Minden. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 31-22. St. Cecilia with the lead. Sheehy will go back to Brooks Asher. Hustles down the far sideline, down in the corner to Zach Kitten, and the foul is going to be called. Away from all the action in the far side, a personal foul whistled here on Minden. And the personal is going to be called on Jonathan Miller. That's going to be his second. Alex Tino into the ballgame for St. Cecilia. Coming in for the Minden Whippets will be Trevor Jacobson. Dayton Seeley comes out for St. Cecilia. Jonathan Miller comes out for the Whippets. 31-22, St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. Asher with the ball, now to Sheehy. Free throw line extended right side. Cross-court pass goes over to Tino. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline with the ball down there. There's going to be Zach Kitten back out to Sheehy. Down in the right corner to Tino for three. Shot good. Swish. Alex Tino knocks down a three ball from deep in the right corner. That's now 34-22. St. Cecilia leading by their biggest margin of this ball game here. Here's Lovin, sends the ball down low to Moeller. He's too far underneath the basket as he drives the baseline. Comes back out to Choquette. Now a backdoor play. A nice pass by Choquette. They get the ball to Adam DeLay, and he scores. DeLay has now got 6 points in the ball game, 34-24. Minden attacking here in backcourt. Tino has got the ball. Tino to Brooks Asher. winds his way back up the floor, back into the offensive zone. Asher, bounce pass goes to Sheehy. One dribble comes over here to Tino. Tino back out to Sheehy. Now to Asher. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Jonas Levin. Gets away with a palming violation. Comes into the forecourt. Levin drives and he runs over a man, and a foul is going to be called. Jonas Levin, borderline out of control there as he comes back the other way. He runs over Sheehy. And Sheehy's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. 34-24 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top here. A little father-son chat right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Kevin Asher not happy with something that Brooks Asher did out there on the floor, and let him know about it in front of everybody right in front of the bench. Minden will play things in. Choquette's got it on the right sideline. Jacob Choquette circles around, brings it to the left side of the floor, now reverses the ball. Gets it out here to Cole Gibbons. He tries to drive it between a couple of defenders. Gibbons bounce pass goes to Jacobson. A whistle stops play again. Another foul is going to be called. It's going to be a St. Cecilia foul. It's going to go on Brooks Asher. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Blue Hawks. And now we're going to have some free throws. Trevor Jacobson will go to the free throw line for Minden. He has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. He's shot only 3 free throws so far this season. He's 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe on the season. So Trevor Jacobson will toe the mark here. A 1-1 situation. Shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Zach Kitten. Kitten has got it for St. Cecilia as they come back the other way. A 10-point lead here for the Blue Hawks. And now we got a timeout called here by Kevin Asher and St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks want to talk things over. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 34, Minden 24.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here in the fourth quarter, 34-24. The first ball game tonight was won by Minden over St. Cecilia in overtime, 63-57. Lincoln Pius the 10th, winners over Hastings High tonight in girls play by a score of 72-26. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. So 5.5 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by 10 points. Blue Hawks calling the timeout. They'll play things in here on the near sideline. Minnesota's leading Nebraska 48-37. At Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, they've got 14:54 to play in the ballgame. So Minnesota with a lead over the Lady Huskers here tonight. Play is back in. St. Cecilia with it in their offensive end. Asher comes out here to Alex Tino. Alex Tino behind a screen. Can't do anything with it. Goes back over to Bricks Asher on the wing on the left side. Sends the ball back out to Sheehy. Out of the near sideline, Zach Kitten as he holds the ball. Zach Kitten puts it on the floor, dribbles up into three-point territory. Now to the far side, Sheehy for three. Shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Kitten has got it. Follow shot is up there and in. Zach Kitten grabs a loose ball in the lane. He scores. He's got 13 points in the ball game now for St. Cecilia. 36-24 is the score. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Hawks. As Minden comes back with it in their offensive zone. On the far sideline is Jacobson. Jacobson on the dribble, comes over to the near side to Warner. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound is loose and is going to be picked up by Alex Tino. Tino ones are back the other way for the Blue Hawks. Races Choquette into the offensive zone, and Choquette is hit with a personal foul. Riding him into the offensive zone, and he picks up his third personal. That's team foul number 7 now in Minden here in the second half. We're down to 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the ball game. Thomas O'Keefe comes into the ball game now. Tommy O'Keefe for St. Cecilia. Coming out is going to be, looks like Asher is going to check out. Going to the free throw line is going to be Tino. Tino's got a three-pointer for his scoring total so far tonight. He'll have a 1-1 situation here. Tino is one of the better foul shooters on the team, knocking down 85% of his foul shots. He's 12 out of 14 this year, and he sinks that one. Alex Tino will have one more. Tomorrow night, we'll have Adams Central playing at Grand Island Northwest on 1230 AM KHIS. 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the boys. Second game, or second free throw is up there and in by Alex Tino. It's now 38-24. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for St. Cecilia, and it occurs at the 4:22 mark of this fourth quarter. A long pass inside to Moeller. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Mitchell Moeller getting the feed, and he scores easily. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and a foul is going to be called here on Cannon Howell of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Cannon Howell. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line will be Mitchell Moeller for Minden. He's got 7 points in the ball game. His shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. He's now 1 of 4 from the stripe. Rebound comes down to Sheehy as he races back the other way into the offensive zone down at Cannon Howell. Out to Tino. He's open for 3 but won't put up the shot. Here's a long pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Moeller as they tried to get the ball to Thomas Skoke, and Moeller picked it out of the air for the turnover. Here comes Minden back the other way. Jonas Lovin with the ball. Now to Choquette. Choquette looking to penetrate against Tino. Loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Cannon Howell. Turnover number 11 on Minden. 38-26. Blue Hawks have a 12-point lead. 3:44 to play. Here's Sheehy. Takes it to the elbow. Who goes out there to Cannon Howell. Howell picked up there by Matt Ekstrom is into the ball game now for Minden. Sheehy has got it over to Cannon Howell. 25 feet away from the basket. Comes back to Sheehy on the near side. Drives it toward the goal. The shot is going to be blocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Jonas Levin. The block there by Adam DeLay. Down the right sideline is going to be Choquette. He drives it toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called. Jacob Choquette taking the ball to the hole there for Minden, and the foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Alex Tino. That's going to be his third. Alex Tino picks up his third. Team foul number 9 in the Blue Hawks. So Jacob Choquette to the free throw line. He is 0 of 2 from the stripe so far tonight. He's got 4 points in the ball game, a 51% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there and in. High school basketball tonight on KLIQ FM, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Asher. Also coming in will be Kitten. Coming to the bench is going to be Thomas Skoke and also Cannon Howell. Also coming in will be Dayton Seeley. And coming to the bench will be Alex Tino. 38-27, St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead. Next shot is up there by Choquette. It's a brick, and it's no good. And the rebound comes down to O'Keefe. O'Keefe sends it to the far sideline to Brooks Asher, who brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Tommy O'Keefe here on the near sideline. O'Keefe to Sheehy. Two-handed pass goes over to Dayton Seeley. Down on the baseline on the left side to a Thomas O'Keefe. He puts it on the floor, dribbles out here to Sheehy. Sheehy dribbles all the way down the lane to the goal. He goes, a shot no good, but we got a foul on the way in. Alex Sheehy taking the ball to the goal there. He's fouling the play on the way in on Matt Ekstrom. Ekstrom picks up his first personal. Alex Sheehy to the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Sheehy scored 12 the other day in St. Cecilia's win over Grand Island Northwest, 44-38 up in GI. Stop from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. St. Cecilia will have a date with Kearney Catholic coming up on Saturday. That's their next meeting. That's going to be a game in Kearney. 39-27 is the score now. St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead. That's Alex Sheehy. We'll have one more. His shot is good. St. Cecilia now with a 13-point lead again. Well on their way to their 10th win of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. Jacob Choquette sends the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted again, trying to get the ball to Moeller, and the ball picked off there by Zach Kitten. Turnover number 12 now on the Whippets. Here's Sheehy down in the corner to Brooks Asher. He holds the ball, double team, back out to Sheehy, dribbles it to the free throw line, off to Tommy O'Keefe. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound Steely goes back up. His shot's blocked, and a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here on Jonas Levin. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Levin, and going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Dayton Seeley. Seeley has got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. He's not been to the stripe so far tonight. He'll have two shots here. His first one is up there, right down the hole. There, Ronald's home, so he's got 3 points in the ball game. He's a 54% foul shooter on the season. St. Cecilia now with a 14-point lead, 41-27. Next shot by Seeley is up there and in. So Dayton Seeley hits a pair of free throws, and it's 42-27. Minden has scored only 10 points so far here in the second half of play. Lovin from the top of the key for 3. Shot good. Jonas Lovin, it's his second 3-ball here in this ball game, and a timeout's going to be called here by head coach Aaron Martin. Timeout Minden with 2:23 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 42, Minden 30.
for shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, Lincoln Pius knocking off Hastings High tonight in girls' play by a score of 72-26. Hastings St. Cecilia losing tonight to Minden. Here at the Chapman Gym, 63-57 in overtime. St. Cecilia now inbounding the ball, and they're going to be trapped down in the corner. That's Brooks Asher, and immediately hops up off the bench, and we'll call a timeout here. So we got another timeout, Hastings St. Cecilia. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 42, Minden 30.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we come back 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia trying to hang on here. It's 42-30. Hawks have a 12-point lead. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Gets away from some pressure. Long pass down the floor. They get the ball to Kitten. Kitten underneath the basket. Can't go for the shot. Now we got a kicking violation. As Kitten trying to get the ball out of there. St. Cecilia will play things in underneath their own basket with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this one. It'll be Sheehy inbounding the ball here for the Hawks. Comes way outside now. As they get it to Thomas Scott, comes across the top to Dayton Seeley. Seeley sends it inside. That's Kitten with the ball. His shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound. Scott follow shot. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Zach Kitten and Thomas Scott doing the job inside. A personal foul is going to be called there on Jacob Choquette of Minden. That's going to be his fourth. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Thomas Scott. Scott so far in the ball game has got 5 points. He's had a couple of field goals and he's hit a free throw in one attempt, and now he misses this one. He'll have one more shot here. Into the ball game will be Mitchell Moeller now for Minden. He checks in there with four personal fouls, and coming to the bench is going to be Jonathan Miller. Thomas Skok will have one more free throw toss here for the Hawks. It's in the air, and the shot is good. So St. Cecilia now leading by 13 is 43-30. Into the ball game now for Minden is going to be Cole Gibbons. Gibbons will check in. Choquette will come to the bench. St. Cecilia led at halftime 19-17, outscored Minden 12-3 in the third quarter, and the Hawks have been in charge ever since the second half got underway here. Now leading by a score of 43-30. Here's Muller with the ball, sends it down on the baseline. With the basketball down there is Jonas Levin. He throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. DeLay had the rebound. He lost it. Now Asher has got the ball on the floor. We got a jump ball called. So three players hit the deck down there, and finally a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawks will get it here. Into the ball game will be Jonathan Miller again. Here comes Choquette back in. Muller will check out, and also Cole Gibbons will check out. 1:42 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 13 points, 43-30. Asher with the ball, long pass down the floor. Thomas Skok wide open, his shot good. They break the pressure. Nice pass by Asher. Thomas Skok gets the field goal. Asher gets the assist. And Thomas Skok has now got 8 points in the ballgame. There's a shot from the deep left corner by Jonathan Miller. It's going to be no good. Rebound Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Now to Asher. Down the near sideline. Gets it ahead. Now to Seeley. Double teamed here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes to Skok down here on the baseline. Who wings it back out to the top of the key to Brooks Asher. Now to Sheehy. 1:11 to play in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with a 15-point lead. Seeley hands it away. Now to Brooks Asher. Asher dribbling the ball. He's going to be fouled in a play here by Jonathan Miller. The third foul here on Jonathan Miller. That's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. It's going to be a two-shot foul. Minden now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. If St. Cecilia can hang on here, this will be the sixth straight win for the Hawks. Going to the free throw line will be Asher. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. St. Cecilia lost their first two games of the season to Columbus Scotus and the Bishop Newman. They then won four games in a row over Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, St. Paul, and Sutton. Lost to Beatrice in the first round of the Aurora Holiday Tournament, and they haven't lost since. This will be the sixth straight win for the Blue Hawks. Next shot is up there. It is good by Asher. St. Cecilia will have a date with Kearney Catholic coming up on Saturday in Kearney. Tommy O'Keefe comes back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Also checking in will be Seth Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard, a 6-foot sophomore, seeing some playing time now in the final 63 seconds of this ballgame. Here comes the Minden Whippets back, and here's a three-pointer put up there from the top of the key. No good by Warner, and the rebound comes down to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard has got the rebound there for the Blue Hawks. Gets it away to Tino, and he's going to be fouled here in backcourt, bringing the ball up. Alex Tino now goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. As the foul goes on Warner, that's going to be his third. So this ball game was tight for a while up until about halftime. Then St. Cecilia using that 12-3 push in the third quarter to get out to a 31-20 lead after a three, and they pretty well maintained that the rest of the way. And now starting to pull away here with some free throws at the end. Alex Tino hits his first one. That makes it a 48-30 ball game in favor of the Blue Hawks. Alex Tino will have one more. Shot is up there right down to the hole. Tino now with 7 in the ball game, 4 of 4 from the line. Long pass down the right sideline. Minden has got the ball in the attack, and now they lose the ball down there. It is picked up by St. Cecilia. The Hawks coming back the other way with the ball. That's Alex Tino with it. Gibbons lost it for Minden down here. Now St. Cecilia has got the ball. Tommy O'Keefe has got it now to Tino. He's going to be fouled into play. Lovin getting his hands in there and committing the personal foul. That's going to be his third. 34.6 seconds to play here in this one as Tino will go back to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. And he's got, 7 points in the ball game now? 4 of 4 from the line. They get 5 of 5 from the line as that one goes through the hole. As now St. Cecilia leading by 20. It is 50-30. And now we got a whole bunch of people checking in there. Again, Hastings High tonight in girls play. Lost to Lincoln Pius by the score of 72-26. The Pius girls shot 9 out of 13 from three-point range against the Tiger defense tonight. Alex Tino's next free throw is up there and in. He's now got 9 points here in the ballgame. 51-30. St. Cecilia out on top by a bunch now here. Late in the basketball game. As Minden has got their second teamers out there to finish things off here in the ballgame tonight. Trailing in this ballgame, there's a Josiah Levin, who's into the ball game now. Driving the ball down the left side of the lane is going to be Jaden Nielsen. He's going to be fouled in a play. A foul called here on St. Cecilia. That's going to send Jaden Nielsen to the free throw line. Nielsen, a 5-foot-11-inch junior here for the Whippets. Personal foul is going to be called on Kierkegaard. So Nielsen to the free throw line here for Minden. Buys the bucket. Shot is up there and in. So Jaden Nielsen gets into the scorebook here for the Whippets. That makes the score St. Cecilia 51, Minden 31, with 17.6 seconds to play here in the contest. Nielsen's next shot is up there and in, so he steps to the line here in a reserve role and knocks down a couple of free throws. Kierkegaard gets the ball in now to Tino, now to Kierkegaard, down the right sideline to Tommy O'Keefe, to Tino back in their offensive zone, 10 seconds to go. Tommy O'Keefe with the ball, now to Kierkegaard, to Tommy O'Keefe, swings to left side, Alex Tino, 3 seconds. 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is in the books. Hastings St. Cecilia will knock off the Minden Whippets tonight in boys high school basketball, breaking away in the second half as the Blue Hawks win this one tonight over Minden to win their sixth straight ball game. St. Cecilia 51, Minden 32. Minden drops to 5 wins and 8 losses on the season as the Whippets will get ready to face McCook coming up on Saturday night at home. Meanwhile, Hastings St. Cecilia, they improved to 10 wins and 3 losses. The Hawks get ready for Kearney Catholic on Saturday. In the final score, it was Hastings St. Cecilia beating Minden tonight by a score of 51-32. We've got the postgame show coming up next.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
It's Bob and Sherry Mornings.
Have you always been a toucher and a hugger?
Not until I married my husband. Oh. I've got to run my fingers through your hair.
I could see how that sort of thing could spread.
Oh, yes. I mean, there are strangers, and I do not touch strangers' hair. But, you know, I see heads of hair, and I think, I would really like to touch that big, thick head of hair.
Have you ever seen my hair? Oh, my God. You'd not only want to pet it, you'd want to feed it peanuts and give it a name.
Follow Bob and Sherry on Facebook and Twitter. It's Bob and Sherry Mornings.
On The Breeze, 94.5.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. It's Hastings St. Cecilia winning tonight in boys play. Final score of 51-32. St. Cecilia led 12-10 after the first quarter. It was 19-17 at halftime. Then St. Cecilia outscoring Minden 12-3. In the third quarter to go out on top by a score of 31-20. And the Hawks go on to win in the fourth quarter. As Minden not really mounting any kind of a drive there in the fourth quarter. And the Blue Hawks go on to win the ball game tonight by a score of 51-32. St. Cecilia improves to 10 wins and 3 losses on the season. Minden is now 5-8. Welcome into the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight, brought to you by Misco Sports. They've been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come, too. You can call them at your Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's now. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Checking the scoring here for Minden. They put nobody in double figures here tonight with 32 points on the scoreboard. They were led by Mitchell Moeller, but he really did not play a whole lot because of some foul trouble. Mitchell Moeller had 3 field goals. He was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. He scored 7 points. Adam DeLay, he had 3 field goals for 6 points. Jonas Lovin, he hit 2 3-pointers for 6 points. Jacob Choquette, he scored 5 points tonight. He had 2 field goals, and he was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Scoring 2 points, Trevor Jacobson on a field goal. He was 0 of 1 from the line. Nick Warner, he had a field goal and 2 points. Cole Gibbons, he had a field goal and 2 points for the Whippets. And also getting in to the ball game late and hitting up a couple of free throws was Jaden Nielsen. He had 2 points in the ball game tonight. Totals up 32 points on the board here for the Whippets. Unofficially, they had 13 turnovers in the ball game, and they were 4 out of 11 from the free throw line. Hastings St. Cecilia, they were led tonight. A balanced scoring attack, but Zach Kitten leads the way again. He had 13 points in the ball game, so Kitten scored 13 in the ball game against Northwest on Tuesday. He scored 13 points again tonight here in this contest against Minden. Zach Kitten, he had 6 field goals. He was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He was the only man in double figures tonight for St. Cecilia, scoring 13 points. Alex Tino, he ended up with 9 points off of the bench. Alex Tino had a 3-pointer, and he was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Thomas Skoke ended up with 8 points on 3 field goals. He was 2 of 3 from the line. Alex Sheehy, he had 7 points, a 3 and a 2. And he was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Brooks Asher, he had 7 points tonight, a 3 and a 2, and he was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, we see Dayton Seeley had 4 points and a field goal. He was 2 out of 2 from the line for his 4. Cannon Howell, he had 3 points tonight on a 3-pointer. St. Cecilia unofficially just 6 turnovers in the basketball game tonight, and the Blue Hawks were 15 out of 18 from the free throw line. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight from the Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So St. Cecilia outscores Minden 32-15 in the second half tonight. And boys high school play. They go on to win this basketball game by a score of 51-32. Keep our eyes on the action down in Lincoln tonight in Nebraska women's basketball. They've got 7:34 remaining in that game. And the Nebraska women's basketball team is trailing Minnesota tonight by a score of 63-54. Minnesota 63, Nebraska women 54. Last check, 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play in that ball game. High school level here tonight. As far as the girls' basketball is concerned, it was Lincoln Pius knocking off the Hastings High girls tonight by a score of 72-26. The Lady Tigers are now 5-6 on the season. And the ball game preceding this one, a good matchup between number one ranked Minden in Class C1 and number three rated Hastings St. Cecilia in Class C2. Minden went into overtime to beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 63-57. It was Taylor Kissinger hitting a shot at the buzzer at the end of regulation to force the overtime session. Then the Hawks were shut out in the overtime session, outscored 6-0 by Minden as the Hawkettes lose their second consecutive ball game after dropping one to Grand Island Northwest on the Tuesday night. So St. Cecilia will move on to play another undefeated team coming up on Saturday when they play at Kearney Catholic. The Hawkettes are now 9-2 on the season. The Minden Whippets, they improved to 14 wins and no losses. Minden will play at home on the Saturday against McCook, and against St. Cecilia will be playing on the road at Kearney Catholic. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in boys high school basketball by a score of 51-32. Tomorrow night here on the Breeze, we've got USHL hockey. It'll be the Tri-City Storm on the road playing in Omaha against the Lancers. The puck will drop tomorrow night at 7:05. Pre-game show begins at 6:50 here on the Breeze. Then on Saturday, we'll have more USHL hockey. The Storm returning home to the Vero Event Center in Kearney as they take on Dubuque. Airtime there will be at 6:50 again for the pregame show, 7:05 for the tip-off, as the Tri-City Storm will be at home to take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. But Saints is saying here in the second half, they go on a 12-3 run in the third quarter of play. They go on top over Minden by the margin of 31-20, and they go on to coast here in the victory, 51-32 over the Minden Whippets here tonight. And now St. Cecilia will get ready for the Kearney Catholic Stars coming up on Saturday as Kevin Asher is making his way up to the broadcast booth here, the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, and we'll have a couple of words with him before we get out of here tonight. As St. Cecilia has won their sixth consecutive ball game here tonight. They have not lost since the opening round of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament back at the end of December. And the Hawks have put together another impressive win tonight as they knock off the Minden Whippets by the score of 51-32. St. Cecilia leading 12-10 at the end of the first quarter, 19-17 at halftime, 31-20 after three quarters of play. And they go on to win tonight by a score of 51-32 as Kevin Asher joins us on the postgame. And Coach, you got going there in the second half, outscored Minden 32-15. You guys really took control after halftime.
Well, I thought, you know, the first half was just kind of similar to Grand Island Northwest. And the second half, the kids really followed the game plan. We wanted to go inside, force the issue in there. And I thought, you know, defensively, the first half we played so hard that we were out of position a lot of times. And we'd have a guy on a 3 to 5 second call somewhere in there, and we'd take a bad ball fake and go with it, and then we'd open up something inside for a pass or a back cut, and that just wasn't being disciplined on defense.
That's two games in a row now. We've kind of got off to a shaky start, or at least a sluggish start with Northwest, and now this one tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just maybe the fatigue factor. This is, you know, the fourth game in a week, and there's a lot of energy in the building, which was great for us. But, you know, the kids have to understand that, you know, I wasn't disappointed necessarily in the 12 points the first quarter, but they get a little tip in, I think, at the buzzer. Then they come out and hit a three to start the second half, or the second quarter, and all of a sudden you're looking at, oh, we're down, and we had a nice 12-7 lead there at one time in the first quarter. So we can't allow those little mini runs from the other team, so to say, try to do a better job of getting a stop right there to start the quarter.
Defensively, a pretty good effort again tonight, I thought.
Yeah, I think so. You know, playing hard was one thing in the first half. Playing smart in the second half, just not allowing angles to the basket. We allowed the post a little bit too much of a touch the first half. The second half, I thought our post did a great job of keeping 1 foot free and getting around and maybe taking a post entry pass away. I know they got one. You know, we fronted the post one time and they scored on it late in the game. But, you know, overall, that was their execution of where they needed to be. And I didn't think we did anything wrong defensively, really, the second half.
Yeah, really got Mitchell Muller in the foul trouble. He did not play a whole lot. He tried to work in that post area tonight for the Dogs.
Yeah, and I just thought that was a key. I mean, he was more on the bench than he was in the game. And anytime you take away one of their main scorers, and especially their biggest kid, it allowed some opportunities for us. And once we got him out of the 1-3-1, I think that was a big key, too. You know, sometimes kids think, well, we got to shoot him out of the 1-3-1, and then they'll go man. But they definitely, you know, wasn't the case. We didn't hit like we normally could. And then we get a little bit tentative with the shot and didn't take some shots I thought we should have took. But working it inside out, that was the game plan from the beginning. In the second half, they did that.
Yeah, you just got to be patient against the 1-3-1 and don't create anything. It's kind of a tough defense to crack sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And there's all so many different styles. You know, Lincoln Christian's was so big, and everybody thinks, well, geez, you hit 13 threes against that. Well, we moved the ball faster than their kids could move. Tonight, it was quicker, you know, but we weren't ball faking it at all and getting guys out of position and getting into gaps and trying to draw two or, you know, kicking the ball out or getting a post touch. So all kinds of different looks. Sometimes you wonder if it does just come down to making shots, you know. It's just a weird game. Zach Kitten makes some unbelievable moves down low, and hey, he just didn't make the shots. And, you know, he's got, you know, he feels bad about that and worse than anybody else, but that's just part of the game. You know, you got to put the ball in the hole when you get that opportunity.
Zach still had a pretty good ball game for you, though, down low and inside.
He did. I mean, you look at the book, every night he's sitting around that 7-10 rebound mark. Right now he's double figures every night. And, you know, I keep forgetting he's working his tail off, busting around to get a touch in the post defense. And, you know, he looks fatigued at times, but, boy, he's playing hard and he's playing a lot of minutes, you know. So, you know, he led us again tonight. So that's a good sign from a sophomore.
So you got two wins under your belts. You got a day off. This NBA schedule continues for you. You've got another date coming up on Saturday against another tough team as we kind of turn up the notch, one more notch, Kearney Catholic on Saturday.
Yeah, they do, and they're very similar to this team we played tonight. I mean, a lot of guard-oriented type players. You know, the Holtmeyer kid inside, I think he's leading them in rebounds and points. Just a very physical style of defense they'll play. And they were playing a little 1-3-1, but I'm not sure what they'll play over there. And, you know, they're on their home floor, and Kearney Catholic, St. Cecilia get together. It's usually been a pretty good tussle. So we'll give the kids, you know, tomorrow to get prepared and get on the bus. Like I told them, you know, we knew a week ago that we had 5 games in 9 days, and you know, it's a grind, and they looked tired, fatigued, but they'll be ready. By their kids and they're young, they'll be ready on Saturday.
Okay, good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Yep. Kevin Asher, the head coach for East St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks win their 6th game in a row tonight as they knock off the Minden Whippets by the score of 51-32. That's going to wrap things up here on the Misco Sports post game show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Misco Sports, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come, too. You can see them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco Sports. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Tomorrow night, hockey, it'll be the Omaha Lancers, the Tri-City Storm, 7:05 for the faceoff, 6:50. For the pregame show here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and on 1230 KHIS, we'll have Adams Central playing at Grand Island Northwest. Airtime will be at 5:45, girls game at 6, with a boys game at 7:45 and catch the action tomorrow on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. That'll do it from the Chapman Gym. Again, in the first ball game, Minden comes back to beat Hastings St. Cecilia in girls basketball, 63-57 in overtime. And for the boys, it was all of St. Cecilia as the Hawks beat the Minden Whippets by the score of 51-32. That'll wrap things up from the Chapman Gym. For the Breeze, this is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.